Keep up to date with the past on the 100 year, no wait, the 20 years ago show.
It was 20 years ago today. It was 20 years ago today. It was 20 years ago today. It was 20 years ago today.
Will the new U.S. Department of Homeland Security secure the homeland? Is China incubating a strange new virus? And have you noticed your footman getting a little too frisky? It's November 2002. Your world news update, the messy aftermath of the 9/11 attacks continues. The Security Council of the United Nations has passed Resolution 1441 requiring Iraq to admit UN weapons inspectors, make a quote, accurate, full and complete declaration of its weapons of mass destruction and its programs to develop them. Failure to comply will bring, quote, serious consequences. The Security Council resolution passed unanimously. That's to say, even Iraq's neighbor Syria has signed on. Within minutes of the vote, President George W. Bush responded, quote, if Iraq fails to fully comply, the U.S. and other nations will disarm Saddam Hussein, which is not apparently what the other members of the Security Council had in mind. In London, the Prime Minister, Tony Blair, has given a speech at the Lord Mayor's banquet. He said that, quote, hardly a day goes by without some new piece of intelligence coming via our security services about a threat to UK interests. This is a new type of war fought in a different way by different means, he continued. The dilemma is warning people without alarming them, taking preventive measures without destroying normal life. But normal life is undergoing changes. The Home Secretary, David Blunkett, is pressing ahead with the criminal justice bill outlined in the Queen's speech. Among other things, it provides for the limitation of trial by jury and the expansion of so-called double jeopardy, the circumstances in which an acquitted defendant can be retried for the same offence. UN Security Council resolutions, new criminal justice laws, what else does this moment require? The celebrated New Jersey rocker Bruce Springsteen was tootling down the road when a motorist unknown to him pulled alongside, rolled down his window and said, "We need you now." The Boss, as he is known, thought about it and has responded with his first studio album in 7 years, The Rising. The title track tells the story of a fireman pounding up the World Trade Center as everyone else flees.
Can't see nothing in front of me. Can't see nothing coming up behind. Make my way through this darkness. I can't feel nothing but this chain that grinds me. Lost track of how far I've gone. How far I've gone, how high I've climbed. On my back's a 60-pound stone. On my shoulder, half mile of line. Come on up for the rising. Come on up, lay your hands in mine. Come on up for the rising. Come on up for the rising.
In Washington, a year after 9/11, President Bush has signed into law the Homeland Security Act, the most extensive extensive reorganization of the United States government in over half a century since the creation of the Department of Defense in 1947. It establishes a brand new Cabinet Department of Homeland Security under a brand new Secretary of Homeland Security, presiding over functions once dispersed among various competing branches of government. In his autumn statement, Gordon Brown, Britain's Chancellor of the Exchequer, has announced that he will have to borrow billions of pounds. The war on terror is proving no friend to fiscal prudence in America. Leading conservatives have dismissed criticism that the government is now spending like drunken sailors. Bill Kristol, editor of the influential magazine The Weekly Standard, has observed that we are at war, and in war we like sailors, including the drunken ones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Miss World 2002. Please welcome on stage this year's contestants.
The annual Miss World competition has been somewhat controversial for decades, but while feminists may have protested what they called the objectification of women, they didn't actually kill anyone. This year's contest is different. The organizers and the world's most beautiful women flew into Abuja, the federal capital of Nigeria, and were greeted effusively by, among others, Isioma Daniel, a columnist for the newspaper This Day. Surveying the nubile young lovelies, Miss Daniel mused, "What would Mohammed think? In all honesty, he would probably have chosen a wife from one of them." This outraged Muslims, who took umbrage at the notion that the Prophet would have the least bit of interest in some infidel slattern tarting about in a bathing suit. So they promptly rioted over her column, and now more than 200 Nigerians are dead, over 1,000 are injured, and over 11,000 are homeless, among them the newspaper This Day, whose offices have been burned down. Isioma Daniel, a journalism graduate from the University of Central Lancashire in England, enjoying her first job in the media, has resigned and is now in hiding. Julia Morley, who runs Miss World, has now moved it to London, where left-wing feminists have taken the side of the excitable Mohammedans and called for the whole thing to be scrapped. They do not need provocations from Miss World in Israel. A Palestinian suicide bomber from Bethlehem has killed 11 bus passengers in Jerusalem. Another Palestinian has shot dead 5 people at the kibbutz Metzah on the edge of the West Bank. The dead include a mother and her 2 small children. The Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade, a terrorist group attached to Yasser Arafat's Fatah movement, said they were behind the killings. Even so, the Jewish state continues to negotiate a peace treaty with Palestinians. It has also announced that it will be putting to the United Nations a plan for international agreement on combating suicide bombings, which have killed over 300 Israelis in the last 2 years. In the Indian state of Jammu and Kashmir, 2 Islamic gunmen occupied 2 Hindu temples. By the time troops ended the siege, 13 people were dead. More Islamic terrorism. In Kenya, suicide bombers have blown up an Israeli hotel in Mombasa. 13 people are dead, 80 injured. However, a simultaneous attack at the Mombasa airport did not succeed. Despite firing off surface-to-air missiles, their comrades failed to bring down an Arkia Israel Airlines charter flight. The Kingdom of Spain is not going to get Gibraltar. The Rock will continue to be British. In a referendum across the colony, Her Majesty's subjects were asked to vote on a proposal by Tony Blair's ministry in London that the UK should share sovereignty over Gibraltar with Spain. All those in favour? Just 1.03%. 98.97% of Gibraltarians have rejected any notion of Spanish sovereignty. These days, the colonials are keener on colonialism than the chaps in the imperial metropolis.
Move, bitch, get out the way. Get out the way, bitch, get out the way. Move, bitch, get out the way. Get out the way, bitch, get out the way. Move, bitch, get out the way. Get out the way, bitch, get out the way. Move, bitch, get out the way. Get out the way, bitch, get out the way.
That bitch was certainly moving. Specifically speaking, the 3-year-old bull terrier Dottie was in Windsor Great Park, moving in the direction of two boys whom she proceeded to attack. And as a result, her owner, the Princess Royal, has become the first member of the royal family to be a convicted criminal. The case, Regina, that's the princess's mum, versus Anne Elizabeth Alice Lawrence, that's the mum's daughter's married name. Regina versus Lawrence was heard at Slough Magistrates Court. Her Royal Highness has now been fined £500 for breaching the Dangerous Dogs Act and ordered to pay £250 in compensation plus £148 for the boys' legal costs. It could have been worse. The princess could have been jailed for 6 months and the dog put down, which is what the boys' family want. We do not think justice has been done, they say in a statement. Still, in royal households, the dangerous dogs may not be as dangerous as the butlers and footmen. Accusations have been flying around the world between royal courtiers and alleged homosexual lovers. Paul Burrell, butler to the late Princess of Wales, has just been cleared in court of stealing certain effects of his employer, including letters from her father-in-law, the Duke of Edinburgh, in which he supposedly calls her a harlot and a trollop. His Royal Highness has vigorously pushed back against the charge. Now, however, the butler, Mr. Burrell, is denying a claim by the television entertainer, Michael Barrymore, that he attempted to seduce Mr. Barrymore. On the other hand, an antiques dealer from Sydney called Greg Peed has produced letters from Mr. Burrell, one of which, on Windsor Castle notepaper, begins, "Hello, Spunky." Meanwhile, a former footman, George Smith, claims to have been sexually assaulted while unconscious through alcohol by a male servant of the Prince of Wales. Mr. Smith also says that he witnessed an unnamed member of the royal family performing a homosexual act upon a servant.
I'm sorry, Mama. I never meant to hurt you. I never meant to make you cry, but tonight I'm cleaning out my closet.
One more time.
I said I'm sorry, Mama. I never meant to hurt you. I never meant to make you cry, but tonight I'm cleaning out my closet.
Britain's Lesbian and Gay Police Association is cleaning out its closet. It has dropped the word lesbian from its name. It will now be known merely as the Gay Police Association. Lesbian has more sexual connotations, said its chairman, Inspector Paul Kyle. Gay is more a lifestyle word. Although generally approving of the new progressive constabulary, some lesbians and feminists are concerned by what appears to be a marginalisation of women. We thought right-wing populism was on the march in Europe, but in the Austrian elections, the Freedom Party, under its flamboyant leader Herr Jörg Haider, saw its support fall by almost two-thirds, from 27% to 10.16%. The People's Party, with 42.27%, up from 26.9%, will be leading the new government. In Paris, Monsieur Chirac's supposedly right-of-centre government may not seem terribly robust if you're used to the American right or even the Australian right, but it's enough to drive French truckers and air traffic controllers out on strike. Midnight, that's a big hit from Star Academy, the number one hit of the year in France. But there's no point saying gimme, gimme, gimme if the man after midnight you need is John Prescott, the British Deputy Prime Minister, following their dismissal of Sir George Baines' proposed 11% increase over 2 years as, quote, insulting. It looked as if the strike by the fire brigades union was bound to go ahead. And then, just on the very day the 8-day strike was about to begin, in the early hours of the morning, the union and employers' representatives agreed to a deal on a 16% pay rise. However, the office of the Deputy Prime Minister, John Prescott, who is nominally in charge of the negotiations, said nothing could be done until he arrived for work at 9 a.m. So the strike went ahead, and Mr. Prescott's colleague, Tony Blair, said in a broadcast to the nation, quote, "This is a strike they can't win. It would not be a defeat for the government. It would be a defeat for the country." He would have run the speech by John Prescott, but Mr. Prescott wasn't in the office yet.
And maybe you got it bad. You're orphaned, hang up and you call right back. Oh, you got it bad. If you miss a day without your friend, your whole life's off track. Know you got it bad when you're stuck in the house, you don't wanna have fun. That's all you think about. You got it bad when you're out with someone, but you keep on thinking about somebody else.
You got it bad, says Usher. One thing you don't want to get bad is a coronavirus. Do you know what that is? The word comes from the Latin corona, a crown or a wreath, laurels, which is what this particular virus appears to have if you look at it under a microscope. Should you be worried? Well, rumors are circulating in Guangdong province in southern China of a brand new coronavirus. However, the Chinese government has not confirmed the reports, and neither has the World Health Organization, so it's probably nothing. Do you like bats? It's best to keep a distance. The naturalist David McRae contracted European bat lyssavirus, an organism similar to rabies, after being bitten by a Dorbenton's bat in Tayside. He is now dead.
When the world is on your shoulder, gotta straighten up your act and boogie down. If you can't hang with the feeling, then there ain't no room for you in this part of town. Cause with the
send the music get to you like it's so bad at all.
If you live it off the wall,
life ain't so bad at all when you're living off the wall. Maybe you should ask your kid about that, Michael Jackson. When the world is on your shoulder, gotta straighten up your act and boogie down. But when your baby's on your shoulder, says Michael, take him out on the balcony and dangle him off the wall and over the edge. We have all been inclined to treat Michael Jackson as an agreeable eccentric. He wears a surgical mask outdoors, for example. It seems ridiculous, but harmless. But even fans were shocked when he appeared on his hotel balcony in Berlin with his 9-month-old son, Prince Michael Jackson II, known as Blanket. In an attempt to ingratiate himself with the crowd, Mr. Jackson dangled the struggling baby over the 4th-floor balcony to the spectators far below, holding young Blanket round the waist with only one of his arms. The so-called King of Pop was in Berlin to receive a Lifetime Achievement Award for his outreach to children, but the balcony dangle was a reach too far and has been roundly condemned in the international press, with Fleet Street front page headlines ranging from Mad Bad Dad in the Daily Mirror to You Lunatic in the Sun. The Anglican Church now has a new Archbishop of Canterbury. The Most Reverend Rowan Williams has been formally confirmed in office by the canons of the cathedral. In the livelier provinces of the Archbishop of Canterbury's Anglican Communion, lightning struck an open-air service of St. Mary's Church at Chitungwiza, 20 miles from Harare in Zimbabwe. 10 parishioners are dead, 8 adults and 2 children.
Your body is a wonderland. Your body is a wonderland. I will use my hands. Your body is a wonderland.
Your body is a wonderland. That's evidently how the rather successful English artist Robert Lenkiewicz felt about the body of a tramp called Diogenes, because he kept Diogenes in a large drawer at the bottom of his bookcase for 18 years. The corpse was not discovered until after Mr. Lenkiewicz's own death, at which point the authorities took custody of it in Plymouth. The coroner has now ordered the body returned to the artist's executors, provided they comply with health and safety regulations, he says, and don't outrage public decency. It is possible that they could retain the body on some sort of public display. Also in news from the coroner's court, in Burton-upon-Trent, the coroner has ruled that the England footballer Jeff Assel, who died earlier this year, age 59, was killed by degeneration of the brain brought on by heading footballs.
Hi.
Hi.
Well.
Golly.
Held her hand. The thrill of it was grand. I'd like to land that girl. Very young, a bell that's never rung, a song unsung, that girl.
Who's that boy singing about that girl? Well, it's Eddie Bracken, who wrote the lyrics to that song. He started in vaudeville at the age of 9, became a Broadway star in the Rodgers and Hart musical Too Many Girls, and was brought to Hollywood for the film version. He followed that with such classic comedies as Hail the Conquering Hero and The Miracle of Morgan's Creek, and then found a whole new generation of fans with National Lampoon's Vacation and Home Alone 2. Eddie Bracken is dead at 87. Abba Evin was born to Lithuanian Jews in Cape Town, grew up in London and Belfast, and then served as a British Army intelligence agent in Jerusalem under the very English name of Aubrey Evans. Then the State of Israel was born, and he was reborn as a young nation's education minister, then its deputy prime minister, and its long-serving foreign minister. Aspects of Aubrey Evans never left him. Complimented by an opponent on his exquisite Oxford English, he drawled in reply, "Cambridge, actually, but in politics, one expects to be smeared." Abba Evin is dead at 87. John Rawls was perhaps the most influential American political theorist of his generation, frequently cited not just by politicians but by judges in their decisions. Presenting him with the National Humanities Medal just 3 years ago, President Clinton declared that Rawls's work revived the disciplines of political and ethical philosophy, with his argument that a society in which the most fortunate help the least fortunate is not only a moral society, but a logical one. Mr. Rawls is dead at 81.
I am feeling like a melon in a heat wave.
Lindsay DePaul singing a song she wrote with her then-boyfriend, James Coburn. Mr. Coburn didn't do a lot of songwriting because he was too busy acting. A Remington Razor commercial led to TV westerns such as Bonanza and Tombstone Territory, and they in turn led to The Magnificent Seven, The Great Escape, Charade, and made him a bona fide Hollywood star until rheumatoid arthritis put the demands of all-day location shoots beyond him. James Coburn is dead of a heart attack at 74. Carol Rice was born to a Jewish family in Czechoslovakia and was one of 669 children spirited out of German-controlled territory by Sir Nicholas Winton in the months before the Second World War. Young Rice went on to serve in the RAF. His parents were murdered at Auschwitz. Saturday Night and Sunday Morning made his name as a great filmmaker, and he never looked back all the way to Sweet Dreams and The French Lieutenant's Woman. Mr. Rice is dead at 87. Prince Takamado, one of the youngest and most prominent members of the Japanese imperial family, was taking a squash lesson with the Canadian ambassador at the embassy in Tokyo when he collapsed from ventricular fibrillation. He was rushed to hospital and pronounced dead at 47. The loss of His Imperial Highness at such a young age has shocked the nation.
Does your chewing gum lose its flavour on the bedpost overnight? If your mother says don't chew it, do you swallow it in spite? Can you catch it on your tonsils? Can you heave it left and right? Does your chewing gum lose its flavour on the bedpost overnight?
In the 1950s, British pop music had no rock and rollers to match Bill Haley and Elvis Presley, but it did have skiffle, rhythmic music played on washboards and the like, and by universal acclaim, the king of skiffle was Lonnie Donegan, who had 31 chart hits in the UK and became the first English male singer to have two top 10 hits in America. He never lost the affection of the British public and was midway through a national tour when he suffered a heart attack. Lonnie Donegan is dead at 71. He had been due to perform with the Rolling Stones at the memorial concert for former Beatle George Harrison. Instead, on the first anniversary of George's death, the show at the Royal Albert Hall went on without the King of Skiffle. The two surviving Beatles were there, Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr, as were Eric Clapton, Ravi Shankar, Billy Preston and Jeff Lynne. The event concluded with no drums, no electric guitars, but just George Harrison's friend and neighbour, Joe Brown, playing one of George's favourite songs on one of George's favourite instruments, the ukulele.
I'll see you in my dreams. Hold you in my dreams. Someone took you out of my arms. Still I feel the thrill of your charms. Lips that once were mine, tender eyes that shine, they will light my way tonight. I'll see you in my dream. They will light my lonely way tonight. I'll see in my dreams.
Thank you.
A 100-year-old song still going strong in the 21st century. And that's the way of the world. November 2002.
It was 20 years ago today. It was 20 years ago today. It was 20 years ago today. It was 20 years ago today.
The 20 Years Ago Show is a production of Markstein Enterprises and Oak Hill Media. All rights reserved.
Do you enjoy the 100 Years Ago Show? Well, we're doing it live on the 2023 Markstein Cruise and in a part of the world where 100 years ago there was more history happening than anybody needed. Italy, Croatia, Montenegro, Greece. Aside from the 100 Years Ago Show, we'll be doing a Sunday Poem, Song of the Week, Tales for Our Time, all your favourite Stein Online features, plus the Mark Stein Show with special guests from America, Canada, Britain, Australia, Europe. A week of Steiny on the Briny. Hope you'll want to join me. More details at steinonline.com and markstinecruise.com.